So National Cabinet has taken some tentative steps towards rejuvenating the COVID rollout. David Crowe joins us now. David, all the talk leading up to yesterday's meeting was National Cabinet was being placed on a war footing. Gladys Berejiklian was doing her best to sort of get things cracking before she went in. Yet all we've got is an agreement in principle to bring forward the vaccination of people over 50 dependent on supplies. Is this the urgency we need?
It's a start on the urgency, Fran. It's interesting, isn't it? There's all this talk of urgency from state leaders as well as federal. But what they've basically done is set up a decision to be made this Thursday. So National Cabinet is meeting twice a week now. So they established some principles yesterday at their meeting to bring forward the vaccination of people over 50, which is phase 2A of the rollout, and these are the people who would be getting AstraZeneca. Now, I think Thursday now sets up as the meeting where they've got to decide, well, what is that time frame? They've agreed that the priority remains phase 1A and 1B. That's basically people over 70. The Commonwealth's going to continue doing aged care residents. So really, there's no immediate change, but they've got to make a decision on the new timetable for people over 50, given the changes on AstraZeneca on the blood clot issue. And also they've got to decide whether they can use mass vaccination hubs for that group or for the later group.
Yeah. Maybe
it's interesting
just...
that...
Go on.
Sorry, Fran. Well, it's interesting that they're still talking about this sprint at the end of the year. So there is this idea that when the next batch of... That second batch of 20 million Pfizer doses comes in October, they really want a mechanism that can do a lot of people in 12 weeks. It's extremely ambitious, and I think that's a real question mark over the whole program.
Well, we've got Victoria opening its mass vaccination hubs tomorrow. I'm sure other states will be doing it. I'm sure New South Wales will be doing it soon. So maybe they're just waiting for that infrastructure before they really ramp it up. The Prime Minister, David, has climate change on his mind. He's got Joe Biden's Greenhouse Summit this week. He addressed the Business Council last night in which he said the road to net zero emissions is already underway, though still no time frame for when we might get there. But a bit of sort of gratuitous commentary about climate, I think. He says we need to change our energy mix over the next 30 years, but we will not achieve net zero in the cafes, dinner parties and wine bars of our inner cities. I mean, that's a bit unnecessary divisive,
isn't it? Whoever said that we would?
Yeah, whoever said that we would?
Fran, that we would, that dinner parties were going to get us to net zero. It was an odd thing to say, I thought. He wanted to have it both ways in that speech last night to the Business Council. He wanted to send a message to his own side that he's not going to be driven by the inner cities. But at the same time, there is this talk about a road to net zero. And so he's holding out the promise that he can get there. At the same time, there's no detail. And so therefore, I saw that speech as sort of a little bit of the same old with some different rhetoric, because he cannot yet make that commitment to net zero by 2050, even though his signals are that he would like to. The problem, of course, is the Conservatives in his own party room, and especially the Nationals. So I thought it was interesting he talked about agriculture being part of this. I know some of the Nationals don't like that, but there is a view that agriculture, if there were enough rewards for farmers, could be part
of the
solution.
They want to be part of it.
So,
yeah.
Exactly. So there is this tentative attempt to set the signal there ahead of this Biden summit this week.
Yeah, okay. To not be seen to be saying nothing anyway. David, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.
David Crowe is Chief Political Correspondent with the Melbourne Age and the Sydney Morning Herald.